Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All the experts, meanwhile, that we have booked on this show, not necessarily knowing what their opinion would be because the Brown decision came after we booked it. Every expert so far has said it was a good decision.
Yeah.
And that includes WIP's own Elliot Shore Park, who wrote via Twitter this morning the following. The Sixers' only realistic chance of being contenders next season and improving upon this year is if they bring back Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris, and Brett Brown. On the line, normally known for football, but I'll be able to work that in too, is WIP's own Elliot Shore Parks. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Elliot, you were not covering the Eagles when Joe Banner did his whole riff on the definition of insanity.
I think it was a few more years of failure for the Eagles than it's been for the Sixers. But I do remember that.
But ultimately, the Eagles finally found the recipe for success when they brought in a guy named Doug Peterson, and in year two, they won the Super Bowl. Eric, why in God's name do you think the Sixers should bring Brett Brown back for year number seven?
Because, all right, when you look at it as 7 years, it's not really completely fair to Brett to look at it that way, because for the first 4 years, he was not asked to win. His job was just to develop players, and, you know, he was the coach during the process. So if you look at him, ever since they've said to him, okay, you have the talent to win, in back-to-back season, he's won 50-plus games. I think he's one of the first coaches in franchise history to do that. He's won a playoff round each of those seasons. And then this year, he took a very good Toronto Raptors team, a team that, you know, it was together all year, didn't have to deal with the things he dealt with, all the way up to a seventh game. And, you know, if not for a Kawhi Leonard shot, I think they would have won that game in overtime. So I think when you just look at Brett Brown as a 2-year head coach, which I think is a fair way to look at him, nobody in their right mind would say they should fire a coach that has achieved what Brett's achieved in the last 2 years.
Elliot, when I fill out my medical form,
wow, 2 years.
Can I take 4 years off my life? Can I say now that I'm 4 years younger? Because, see, the way I remembered, I was here for the 4 years, and it's four less years I'll have a chance to win a championship. And it's an amazing world in Philadelphia now where you can have that terrible record and have no responsibility for it whatsoever. Elliot, what?
He was not asked to win. So to say he had a terrible record during that span isn't completely – it's not a fair depiction of what he was asked to
do. It is not a fair depiction.
All right.
How about the owner telling me he has to do better this year than last year, and he did it? Does that mean anything to you?
So, look, Joshua Harris set, I think, unfair expectations for this team. When you look at the top of the Eastern Conference, had the Toronto Raptors lost to the Magic and the Sixers would have beaten the Magic in the second round, and then lost the Raptors in the conference championship. Like, at the end of the day, they took one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference to 7 games. I think they did improve this year based off of last year's, I think, more disappointing loss to the Boston Celtics, a team I think they should have beaten. But Joshua Harris set unfair expectations for what this team was ever going to be able to accomplish with so many changes midseason.
How dare he want to win now? What about this, Elliot? Do you think Ben Simmons is going to work really hard on developing his shot with his brother as his coach this year?
He better, because I'll say this. I think Brett Brown at this point is better at his job than Ben Simmons is at is his, because Ben Simmons has a fatal flaw, as I've heard you mention this morning and you're mentioning now. His lack of a jump shot and his lack of even willingness to shoot it is completely unacceptable. And I would explore trading him. The only issue is you're never going to get fair value back. And that's kind of my whole point to the tweet you referenced. When you talk about bringing back Jimmy Butler, bringing back Tobias Harris, bringing back Brett Brown, like, there's no better options out there than these guys. The Sixers have set their roster up. They've set their coach up. This is what they have. And I think it's an encouraging future, but they would never be able to change out those parts and be as good as they are right now.
All right. Now I'm going to move you over to an area we talk a lot about, and that's football. Do you think the critics are stronger and harsher against the Eagles than they are against the Sixers?
Oh, without question. I don't even think it's comparable.
You're 100% right. Now tell me why.
Because people care more about the Eagles. I think that's pretty much what it is. People get more worked up about them. I would also argue, I think to a certain degree, people expect more out of them because they've been, they've been more accomplished over the last, at least for my lifetime. They've been the better of the franchises in terms of consistent winning. But at the end of the day, I think it's just because they care a lot more. People care more what Carson Wentz does than Joel Embiid. There'll be times of the year where people care that Joel, is eating Shake Shack. But for the most part, every day of the year, you can get people worked up about Carson. So right. I just think the expectations and the passion is why.
Do you think the criticism coming from fans and media, Elliot, holds the Eagles to a higher standard and makes them work harder to be great?
It's an interesting question. I do think that the pressure on the Eagles, I do think, motivates them. Howie Roseman talks about that a lot. The players talk about it. I do think the Sixers are trying as well, but I also think, and to your poll this morning, the Eagles just have a better owner than the Sixers do.
Oh, way better.
He's more invested.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's more invested. He's there every day.
Right.
He cares way more, and I think that's part of it.
Well, I just think if you hold the Sixers to a higher standard, maybe we could help them too, Elliot. It's just a theory. but I do want to mention one thing, because today single game tickets go on sale for probably about 30 or 40 seconds but at 10 o'clock. Elliot, is this team as good right now? Depth, talent, as the team that won the Super Bowl 2 years ago?
I think this is the most talented Eagles team, definitely the one I've ever covered and that I can remember in recent history. Now, the 2017 team, they obviously had something special off the field, and this team will have to work to achieve that. But when you look at the talent at receiver, I mean, the offense is loaded at every single position. There's no excuse for Carson not to have a big year. I think the defense is probably just as good. Maybe not better, but just as good. But overall, I do think this roster is significantly better than it was both last year and in 2017.
You know what's amazing? That they brought Wiz back yesterday, Stefan Wisniewski, because I thought they didn't like him and he didn't like them.
I don't like the injury.
I never got the sense, Elliot, that they used him. They always were looking for somebody to replace him, and then they re-signed him. That was an amazing move. I was surprised by it. I think he's terrific. Hollis Thomas tells me he's a very solid interior lineman. Did that one surprise you?
Yeah, because as you mentioned, I think Wisniewski wanted to go somewhere where he was going to have the ability to play.
Yeah.
I just think, and I think this is something a lot of players find when they leave Philadelphia. You think the grass is always greener. He went out there as a free agent. I don't think he liked what he found. And for the Eagles, it's an absolute steal because their biggest need on offense was backup offensive linemen. They were very, very thin along the line. And with the injuries concerns that they've had there, that is a big issue. Wisniewski comes in, and he's automatically the top backup at three spots. Mm. He's been here. He's an elite backup. So, I think, it worked out absolutely perfectly for the Eagles.
I got to tell you, Howie, he's had a great offseason. Elliot, thank you, my friend. Thank you very much, pal. Elliot Shore Park.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.